The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Well, today is the day that we find out just how much Rob and Lindsay's children have in common, her toddlers. How closely related are they in the mental world? We'll find out in a few minutes.
Tonight is the night. There's a weird special premiering tonight on Fox at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's called The Real Full Monty. It's hosted by Anthony Anderson, stars James Vanderbeek, and Bruno, the judge from Dancing with the Stars. And they're just going to do like a strip show on Fox for 2 hours. It's 8 to 10 p.m., and it's all to raise awareness about men's health issues, prostate cancer, testicular cancer, things like that. But their way of promoting it is by doing this weird strip show for 2 hours. So I guess they're going to do some behind the scenes talking about James Vanderbeek's cancer diagnosis, things like that. But it's a way to bring attention to this you know, cause by doing something dramatic, drastic.
Yeah. What they're doing is they're doing something trashy and then putting for a good cause to try to erase the trashy aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm going to watch it. Well, no, I'm trying to see if there's someone that I would be.
Tay Diggs.
Okay. He's hot.
James Vanderbeek, Tyler Posey. He was in Teen Wolf on MTV. Anthony Anderson, Bruno, and then one other guy. Oh, Chris Jones from the NFL. He plays for the Chiefs.
Well, and this is a new trend because they were doing the same thing. There was a breast cancer awareness event, and they were trying to raise money and bring awareness to breast cancer, and they showed a bunch of celebrity women doing strip shows, like at a strip club on poles and things like that. But they were raising money for the charity.
Right.
I don't remember that one.
Maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe that would never happen.
I was about to say, that is trashy, but I'm going to watch this.
For one night only, they'll bear it all to support men's health. So that is tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Angelina Jolie returned to TV on Friday night on the Jimmy Fallon show, The Tonight Show. She's promoting her Netflix movie that's out on Wednesday. It's called Maria, and she is still weird. She hasn't been on TV in a long time. She comes out barefoot and is so weird as a guest, it was hard to watch. She goes, you know, I'm just very uncomfortable on late night shows. It's like, it seems like you're uncomfortable everywhere.
It's shocking she acts. I mean, it's shocking.
Now, they're saying she does a great job in this movie, and it's beautiful, but we'll see.
I wonder if she's one of those that goes over the top with that, like, this is an act. With her being so weird and everything, and it makes her think that it gives her credibility as an artist. You know, she acts so out of the norm and so weird, and that's why she's so great at what she does.
Yeah, right.
You know, like Prince. Anytime you start talking about Prince being a great musical artist and all that, you go, but he was weird. He's got that artist's mind. And I think a lot of these Hollywood people and a lot of singers act like that when they're not really that way.
Yeah.
Just to make people think they're better at what they do.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like Garth Brooks.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Garth Brooks is a lot like that.
Exactly. And then today is National Christmas Card Day. So if you haven't sent out your Christmas cards, do it today for some reason. We're going to take you inside Lindsay's home coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
One of the best gifts you can give anybody at any time, but especially during the holidays, is a gift from Omaha Steaks. I'm talking about the top quality, mouth-watering steaks like no other. It's my favorite gift to give, but it's also, more importantly, my favorite gift to receive. And this is also the time to save a lot of money. When you go to omahasteaks.com, we're talking about 50% off site-wide. And then for the limited time, when you use the promo code TJR, you're going to get another $30 off at checkout. Delicious steaks and chicken and gourmet hot dogs and hamburgers all the way through the sides and the desserts. Everything is perfect from Omaha Steaks, and it's delivered right to your door. Don't let this pass you by. Save 50% off site-wide for a limited time at omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code TJR at checkout and get another $30 off. Please, it's great. Omaha Steaks. Minimum purchase may apply.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So I forgot all about this. TJ and Tech D Rob went to Lindsay's house on Friday. And I want all the details about what the what's doing on the inside of her house. I'm not a nosy person, but I want to know what's going on. Did you see anything weird that stuck out? Like, I don't know.
I want like minions all over the floor. I don't know.
That's kind of what I'm picturing. You got two little kids, yeah. 4 and 2 or whatever. What was going on in that house, TJ?
To be honest with you, as soon as we walked in, it became Jody's show.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, she's just all over the place, and she's playing with Delilah, Lindsay's little girl. She's talking about, she glance up and see the tree or some decorations or some handles on the cabinets in the kitchen, and it's just, I wasn't saying very much at all, was I?
No. No. Me and Jody were
girling it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's sort of what happens when there's a third person and it's a woman. Mm-hmm. Jody sort of dominates. You become the wallflower a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we like to talk, both of us. I mean, just...
Well, TJ likes to talk.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, we like to chat.
Yeah. You know?
Big difference?
Big difference.
Right. She has a lot of snacks.
She does?
Yeah.
Nice kitchen?
Oh, yeah. The whole place is nice. It's very nice.
See, I figured she lived in a dump. Was it a big kitchen? Like, it looks used? Like, it's not everything is off the countertops? What kind of... What's her decorating like? Is it a lot of tchotchkes, or is it clean surfaces everywhere?
It's not a lot of tchotchkes, because, you know, I don't like things looking cluttered, and I never looked at anything and said, oh, she needs to take some of that off of there. But
okay.
It still looked like a home. Mm-hmm. It was homey looking, where it didn't look like a place you couldn't, you know, do things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was comfortable.
Yeah.
The only thing I noticed, I saw them talking about it, she has a picture frame TV that doesn't have a frame yet.
Yeah, we don't have a frame on it yet. We can't decide on a color. It's one of those that are flush to the wall, you know, put a... who knew you had to subscribe, pay monthly, for a photo on the TV? Did y'all know that?
Oh, that's like a subscription.
It's wild.
That's you got to pay to upload your own photo.
But I almost just want to, like glue a photo up.
Yeah, sure. Did you go up into the main quarters, like her master bedroom? Yeah. Did she give you a tour?
Yeah.
What kind of bedroom is it?
Again, I was the third one in line. And so by the time I got up there and they moved out of the doorway for me to see, then it kind of became creepy for me. They had moved on to the next room. And for me just to be leaned in, looking around, would be kind of creepy. So I should have just stayed downstairs.
Did Tech D Rob ask for a tour, Lindsay?
No. Nope.
That's not surprising.
He just came in, sat down, did his thing, and then walked out.
Hightailed it.
He stayed a little while.
You did your work, and then you were like, guys, got to go.
Yeah, he was actually good with Delilah.
Was he good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
Yeah. And he's been to my house before. He had to hook up some electronics.
I've been to what?
Yeah. Hook up some electronics, if you know what I mean.
I've been in 3 total rooms in her house, and that's going to be my max.
Well, that you don't want to. That's offensive. I don't know. I'm offended.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Reagan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
TJ and Jody's House podcast goes up today at noon on our homepage or wherever you listen to the podcasts. And one of the sponsors is Cozy Earth. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. And then when you go to Cozy Earth, use the promo code TJ to get 41% off of what you're ordering. It's a big deal. Big deal. So we always talk about Rob having, the same entertainment tastes as children. You know, so we had Lindsay make a list of her children. They're 4 and 2.5. Make a list of the favorite movies of theirs and see how many of them Rob has seen and what he thinks of them.
And what do you predict?
I think pretty much all of them. And he'll say they're okay. But he's seen all of them.
He's seen them.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree too. All right. First one, Moana.
Yes, I've seen it.
Yep. Frozen.
But what'd you think of Moana?
Oh, it's good. I'm going to see Moana 2 this week.
Okay.
Oh, okay. And we just saw that. Great. Frozen 1 and 2. Yes, or just any Frozen.
No, they're great. Yes.
Okay. Oh, great. Love okay. them.
Good music.
Oh, one of their favorite movies, Inside Out.
No, I don't like Inside Out. I've seen it, but I don't like it.
You don't? And why don't you like it?
I don't know. It just didn't hit? It didn't catch me.
All right.
But he has seen it.
I have seen it, yes.
Oh, but you've seen it. Okay.
I saw the second one as well. Didn't like either one. I don't know why I went to the second one.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I hated it. I just had to pay $25 to go see the second one. All right. Sing.
Oh, I love Sing, yeah.
Okay. Despicable Me, any of them?
Yeah, I watched the fourth one last week.
Oh, okay.
It's good. Very good.
That's my kid's favorite, the fourth. Okay. Any of the Minions? So there's Minions, Minions, The Rise of Gru.
No, I've never seen any Minions okay. branded movie.
Okay.
Or wow, show. That's surprising.
That is surprising.
Yeah, that is. Migration.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, that's good.
Is that a real documentary kind of show?
No, it's about birds. Obviously, it's about birds migrating, but it's a animated.
Okay.
Yeah. Boss Baby.
I've never seen it.
Okay.
Oh.
Kung Fu Panda.
I've seen the first three. I've never seen the fourth.
Oh, we.
And I liked them. I just haven't gotten to seeing the fourth one. Yeah.
Okay. The Good Dinosaur.
No, I hated that one.
Oh, really?
I'm not okay. a fan.
But you saw it.
Yeah, I saw it. I've seen every Pixar movie ever made. I just don't like some of them.
Okay. Hotel Transylvania.
I've seen the first one. I didn't like it.
Okay. Ice Age.
I've seen the first one and I liked it. Okay. I never saw the sequels.
Okay. The Incredibles.
Well, The Incredibles are incredible. So yes.
Oh my God.
It's so good. they're superheroes.
So that's my list. I mean, that's their favorite. Yeah. Wow. Every one you've seen.
Pretty much.
I didn't know what migration was. That's the only one didn't know what it was.
And it's fairly new. I mean, you know.
Well,
we got to put it on the list.
So is Despicable Me 4 or whatever. And saw that.
I was waiting for it to come to streaming.
Yeah.
What was the one he was like? I've only seen the first three.
Yeah. Panda 3.
And then what did he say to us the other day, Regan's off the air? No, Sonic, those are great movies.
Sonic 3. Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah, yes. What? Shut up. What are you saying?
No, those are great movies.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So I was reading the news this morning, and I see this headline. It says, The Wall Street Journal says... There's a new trend in professional back scratchers who can make $100 an hour. But my first thought is, okay, how hard is that going to be? Because you probably have to make an appointment. When are you going to know that your back is itching enough to be able to make an appointment, get there, and either the itch not be gone or... You just haven't been driven crazy by the time you get there.
Or is it just like a relaxing?
You think that's what it is? You think I had it wrong?
Yeah.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Your way makes a lot of sense, Lindsay.
This sounds devious, though. $100, like, it's not just, I don't know. I love the idea of getting somebody to scratch my back, but I don't know. Something about it seems...
I'm not doing it for an hour.
But see, right. Again, my point is, one of my points is that this needs an adjective.
Yes.
Okay? Because when it says scratch their back, or it needs an adverb, to softly scratch their back, or gently scratch their back.
Or relaxing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I saw this picture of this woman that had really long nails. And she's just running those nails, softly over somebody's back. And it's almost like they're in a massage type situation on a massage table. Now, I don't know what all training has to be done for that. Lindsay, you used to be in the massage therapy business.
Yeah.
Was that a thing back then?
Nope, never heard of that.
Hmm.
But I think it'd be easier than being a massage therapist, that's for sure.
Well, it depends on, what parts you're supposed to be scratching.
Good point. Good point.
And it's almost like you're not even touching them with your hands.
Right.
It's just your nails are touching them. So, I mean, I don't know why you couldn't use some sort of a tool. You know what I mean?
Right.
If it does the same thing that long fingernails would do, just to move that over their backs.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you. I wouldn't want people I don't know's skin in my nails. I mean, I know that sounds gross, but that's what happens.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just building it up under your nails. And I probably don't want a guy either scratching my back. It feels more intimate than a massage.
Look, if a guy, if I walk into any room and there's a guy in there with long fingernails, then it's creeping me out to begin with.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to be touched by them. Even to shake hands, it kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
With a guy with long nails?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you. It's gross.
Lay down on the table.
Riggins, you ever gone to shake hands with a guy as a greeting and get scratched?
No.
Ugh, can you imagine how bad that would be?
No. That would freak me out.
I don't like it.
No. That is weird.
But, I mean, if I could make $100 an hour.
Come on. Man,
I'd be walking around here looking like I got on Freddy Krueger's glove.
How you doing?
It's like TJ Scissorhands up in here. Yeah. I'd be like, scratch or scratch. Does that feel good?
Yeah, you could do that. That'd be a good little side gig for you.
I would love it. I would love that. I think I wouldn't.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Really trying to push through, get things done today. Lindsay brought new snacks, and that means just complete and total lack of focus on the show for all the morning with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it means?
I wish people could see my corner over here with snacks.
Yeah, it's getting a little out of control over here.
Yeah. So, you know, that's, Rob's palate turns from being a bull's butt to sophisticated whenever she comes in with new snacks.
Yeah.
He's like full on, you know, opinion critic of the foods.
It's like, what flavor is this one?
This is delicious.
I taste notes of ranch.
So now trending, one of the top trending topics, Bama, because Alabama was left out of the college football playoffs. A lot of people saying this is not right, considering the other teams that got in. But Nick Saban, former coach of Alabama, said no coach should complain about their position in or out of the playoff. So not exactly coming to their defense.
Right. Well, yeah, they're being whiny.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alabama fans tend to do that.
They whine?
Yeah, they whine a lot when things don't go their way.
Well, something didn't go the way of one person who attended the Mariah Carey concert in St. Louis. You know, she does this Christmas concert. Mm. And a full-scale fist fight broke out during one of her last songs, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Two grown men.
Two old men.
Yeah, like in their 60s.
They cannot fight either.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like old people fighting.
One of them's wife is right in the middle of them trying to, like, if he swings, he's going to hurt his wife.
Right.
Yeah, but do you start slapping at that point? It's just like, stop.
I mean, it's as aggressive as a fight can be at a Mariah Carey concert. I mean, it's as violent as it could be, I guess. So slapping between some men is probably
they're both wearing like turtleneck sweaters. Yeah. Like, bless their hearts. Yeah.
I think a lot of women should realize that when their guy is about to fight someone and they're going at each other, you're jumping in the middle of it, trying to stop it, is going to get your guy hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Because he's distracted by you now, and the other guy has wide open shots at him. So try your best with words or pull him kind of from behind a little bit to try to get some, you know, sense into him. But if he's dead set on fighting, the best thing you can do for his safety is to get out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Because you're going to have him make him lose the fight.
Yeah. And do you really want to go viral? For being at a Mariah Carey concert and your husband's fighting around.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's like not a good look for anybody involved.
I'm ducking.
Just getting out of the way.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
One of the best gifts you can give anybody at any time, but especially during the holidays, is a gift from Omaha Steaks. I'm talking about the top quality, mouth-watering steaks like no other. It's my favorite gift to give. But it's also, more importantly, my favorite gift to receive. And this is also the time to save a lot of money. When you go to omahasteaks.com, we're talking about 50% off site-wide. And then for the limited time, when you use the promo code TJR, you're going to get another $30 off at checkout. Delicious steaks and chicken and gourmet hot dogs and hamburgers, all the way to the sides and the desserts. Everything is perfect from Omaha Steaks, and it's delivered right to your door. Don't let this pass you by. Save 50% off site-wide for a limited time at omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code TJR at checkout and get another $30 off. Please, it's great. Omaha Steaks. Minimum purchase may apply.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So the cops came to my neighborhood this weekend, Saturday night, because somebody called the cops on kids playing basketball in the alley. They set up their mobile goalposts or whatever, what do they call it? Basketball
hoop.
And they were playing. It was like 8:30. And somebody called the cops on them for playing basketball in the alley.
8:30 at night?
8:30 at night. And the only way I know this is because my neighbor came over and told me yesterday morning, did you see the cops coming out? I said, no. He said that somebody filed a noise complaint, and the cops came out and let the person know that you couldn't even do that because it's before 11, I think, is the number,
right.
The time you can do that. But what psycho during, on you know, this close to Christmas, calls the cops on kids playing basketball on a Saturday night outside?
They were old.
There's no old people that live on my street, I'm pretty sure. So it must have been somebody, you know, roughly my age.
Could you hear them playing?
I could.
Yeah, were they just being crazy or anything?
No, they're playing basketball.
Just regular playing basketball.
They got the football out at one point, and they were running through the yards and stuff like that. But they're little kids.
Yeah.
Maybe 9 to 12 years old.
That's ridiculous. I was picturing at least high school kids.
Too. No, kids.
That's terrible.
Yeah, and I don't even know where they live. But, like, even if they didn't live on the street or whatever, what do you care? Playing basketball. They set up a goal or whatever.
Let them live.
So stupid. But I do have a complaint about people are arguing about the wrong kind of Christmas lights right now. There's this whole movement on TikTok and stuff where they call it a tacky Christmas tree. If you have multicolor lights,
it's
so dumb. Let people celebrate their Christmas lights however they want to.
Yeah.
What I do think the argument should be is whether those nets that people put over their bushes look good or not. Because I do not think they look good at all.
Yeah, the nets.
Mm. It's too perfect. It doesn't look right. Just get out there like everybody else and put the string of lights around the tree.
Yeah. I like them looking perfect.
Do you? Yeah. That was going to be my question. I figured. Yeah.
I want them to look perfect. Yes.
Is all the decorating done at your house, Lindsay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And TJ, I know it's done at your house because it was scaled down this year big time.
And I don't have a problem with anybody decorating their house any way they want unless it's something that is irritating to the general public.
Yeah.
Right. You know, if you don't have some sort of a vulgar display, something like you've placed reindeer in the yard in a sexual manner or, you know, a lot of those Halloween decorations get dirty, you know, anything like that. But everybody has different tastes in Christmas lights and stuff. I say leave people alone.
Right.
Exactly.
Man.
And you don't have taste unless you have a blow-up minion in your front yard.
That is right.
Jerry.
Lindsay's got that.
Yeah.
You got Jerry out there.
I got Jerry.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Anytime, anytime. So we were just talking about Christmas movies. And I always get flack every year because I say to somebody, I didn't think A Christmas Story, I don't think that's such a great movie. I think it's way overrated. The old classic A Christmas Story.
Yeah, you always said that.
Mm-hmm. And people are always like, what? Yeah.
I'm with you on it.
Kind of hectic throughout the whole thing. It's just
and he's
corny.
Whiny.
And,
yeah. I don't think it's the ultimate Christmas movie. I like it, but I don't think it's the best one.
And the kid that played Ralphie in that movie was also famous in the 80s for a part that he played called Messy Marvin. And I'll always know him as Messy Marvin. He played in Hershey's syrup commercials, where it'd show that even Messy Marvin can make a glass of chocolate milk without making a mess. Mm. Yeah. He was adorable. He was the Jonathan Lipnicki of the 80s. Jonathan Lipnicki was the cutest kid in show business in the 90s. Yeah. But what were y'all just talking about? That Rob, you said you love a Christmas horror something or other?
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's one of those John Carpenter things?
It is Tim Burton.
Tim Burton. Yeah.
Which is almost the same.
Yeah. All I heard was that Riggins said that's a Christmas movie for freaks.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. The fans of that movie are passionately into that movie. Like, more different. So than other fandoms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and doesn't it have to be that way for certain things?
What do you mean?
Where people know that they're weird and they're the only ones that like it, and they're such a small group that they have to just go over the top with it so it can stay relevant. Like, they work harder for it.
Hmm. Right. Yeah.
I don't know. Or if they just found, like, sort of a community in this one shared interest.
Hmm. I don't know. And then how would you get a normal person to go watch that with you?
Well, Lindsay's a great example. She brought it up. She was like, I don't know. I couldn't even get through that movie.
No. I don't even think I've seen even the first part. I wasn't even sure if it was a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie. Yeah, I don't even know.
It blurs the line a
little. Yeah, it's terrible.
Okay. Well, those are my favorites.
We're not sure.
Yeah, you can't tell. Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
There's still a lot of town Christmas tree lightings, the ceremonies and all happening. We will be doing one in Old Fort, North Carolina, Saturday. All of their Christmas decorations and their Christmas festival things and decorations for the town and all was taken in the floods from Hurricane Helene. So we, as the Breaking and Entering Christmas crew, have gone in and we've gotten some decorations and lights and an ice skating rink. So we're going to have the festival this Saturday. And you can still help us out with donations. We can always use that. It's always appreciated. Just go to tjriggins.com/Christmas and you can do that. Now, I've been the one up on the stage counting down with Santa to say, light that tree. And it's always done the same way. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, light that tree. But sometimes it doesn't go so well, like these poor people waiting on their town Christmas tree to be lit.
Yeah! We got 10 down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, light that tree!
The tree didn't light.
Oh, no.
Yeah, look, it lit up like one small chunk of the tree.
Mm. Oh. But I'm wondering if it's because he swayed from the script, yeah, Riggins, because he said, light that tree, y'all.
Yeah, he did.
But maybe that didn't cue the person at the big switch that it was time to actually flip the switch.
Maybe.
Because you're supposed to say, light that tree, and then boom, the switch goes.
Yeah exactly.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do
but
it right.
He said 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, light that tree, y'all.
Yeah.
So the person out there by the switch may not have heard him.
Maybe not.
He was like, what did he just say?
Light that tree, y'all.
Yeah, it was disappointing. There's a lot of that. A lot of failed tree lightings up on social media this weekend.
Really?
Oh yeah. The one in London was really embarrassing. They got the worst tree I've ever seen, and then the worst lighting you can imagine.
For the whole big city of London?
Yes. Mm. It's awful. Yeah.
That's a shame.
Not surprising, though.
Yeah,
you got the best. They, you know, they don't have no good Christmas trees over there.
I didn't even know they celebrated it.
For the Christmas. Punch his beard off.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.